Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey, this is stoner music, man.
Stoner! Stoner!
I feel like Fable, I feel like Fable, I feel like Fable, I feel like Fable,
I feel like Fable, I feel like Fable, I feel like Fable,
Fable. I'm back at it, Jug Man voice. Thank you. Came up long way from the YTC, ROB, SMM, now we buying Fail Venom. Slime thugger with it, slime DK with it, slime wicked with it, slime Mundo with it, slime slugger with it, slime bubba with it, slime chip with it. Count hundreds and fifties off everyone's fitted. I'm stoner, I'm stoner, I'm stoner.
I'm stoner, I'm stoner, I'm stoner.
I'm stoner, I'm stoner, I'm stoner.
I'm motherfuckers.
I just put a 40 on my wrist just like a bus.
I just put 10,000 on my bitch just like a bus.
I just ain't who I said, just like a bus.
Just like a bus. Just like
a bus. Boss. Run that money up like you're about to start trap. When you beat the case, turn it to a stoner trap. We up standing line, borrowed shoes, hurt your feet. Everybody stone, we lean mo. Every time I walk inside that club, I see everybody looking. You know I'm a stoner, I love drugs, and I can't never be tookin'. And you can suck my banana, but I won't eat your pudding. So come on, look close, so my bitch won't know you.
Handle it, handle it, handle it. How the fuck a nigga think he goes about when I ride his air runway? My glass is a mess from the blood off your chest, and I crush on your hole like nut and flat. Your bitch in my dinner, she wet like a fish. I took off a black T-shirt.
I'm stoner, I'm stoner, I'm stoner.
I'm stoner, I'm stoner, I'm stoner.
Yo, yo, check this out.
Check this out. Grudge 8
present the World Outlaw Grudge National.
July 4th through the 5th at the San Antonio Raceway, 3641 South Santa Clara Road
in Marion, Texas.
Yeah. Come on, y'all, let's do it.
25 host teams from across the country with over 100 races in 2 days. We'll be battling it. And we're kicking it all off Friday, July 4th with a bang with Grudge Racing and a fireworks show.
No doubt.
And Saturday action is the Pro Mod Shootout, the Back Half Shootout, and the 580 Index Race. And we got that bike show for you too, partner, with the Fly Riders of San Antonio.
Awesome.
Live in concert, Slim Thug.
What up, it's your boy Slim Thugger, S.A. I will be at World Grudge National, July 5th. It's going down.
You need more info? Visit Facebook at World Grudge National or contact Tracy Atomic Dog at 512-775-6563.
This is Slim Thugger, the boss, talking to you, man. Be there.
Hey, what's going on, DMV? This is your host, JB, with the weekly radio show, JB's Lock It In. This week is Seek, Conquer, and Destroy Week with the Horsemen down at Colonial Beach going on Friday and Saturday. And, I mean, they got everything from diesel truck shootout to conventional head shootout, big block shootout, small block shootout, and a back half shootout. So go check out the Horsemen this weekend with a two-day event. This is the reschedule from last week. As y'all know, they had weather last week, so they rescheduled it, and it is going down tomorrow and Saturday. And already some locked-in races I think Kenny Beecham and the Enforcer is looking to do battle with Big Sexy. I think Big Sexy is coming down to do battle tomorrow. I think Gene Stevens is doing battle with Walter Mann. I just saw a lock-in earlier today that just took me by surprise. J.C. Richardson will be taking on Fuji. And also, it is not locked in yet, but they are still working on it. Saturday, top-notch Sharam Dalai might be taking on Kenny Beecham in the headliner. Top-notch versus Sharam Dalai. Top-notch Sharam Dalai versus Kenny Beecham in the headliner. Pick one and ride with him. I think that race is getting close to being locked in. They're trying to work out some steps. But both are nitrous, small block, 28s, and no bars. So, I mean, they're still trying to work that out. And, I mean, you know, you got a lot of action getting locked in. And Saturday, they also, I think also, some of the Philly boys are trying to get down. We had a good time down there last weekend at ACO up in New Jersey with Petey and some of his boys. And, you know, we met some real good guys out there when we went out there. And they said they want to get out here to the DMV, so they are still trying. You know, they tuning, testing, getting right. They trying to get out here. They, you know, they want to get down here for the shootouts, the conventional head shootout and the small block shootout. So, hey, all I can tell you is this weekend, get your ass to Colonial Beach Friday and Saturday. Now, we got some other upcoming events coming up also. You know, next weekend at the beach again, we will be there again with Larry T with Custom Tees. He's doing an event Thursday at the beach. I think it's going to be called the Independence Day Showdown, and that is at the beach next Thursday. And I don't know if y'all know like I know, but Boy Wonder will be on the ones and twos. Boy Wonder, the old school DJ from back in the 70s and the 80s, will be on the ones and twos. And they got, you know, they got some action already locked in. I'm going to get with Larry. You know, we're going to put that on next week. But you got the Horsemen this weekend, Friday and Saturday, and also coming up at the beach again next weekend, next Thursday, you got Larry T with his Custom Tees event. So it's plenty of stuff going on, guys. Let's get out here and let's support the guys and let's do some racing this Friday and Saturday. I'm about to open the first mic, and this is one of the guys going in the battle this weekend. 804-914-7584. I think this is one of the horsemen known as Gene Stevens. What's going on, sir?
What's going on, big man?
I'm trying to get, you know, getting straight to get down there Saturday, man, to catch that action, man. It sounds like it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people confirm they were coming, so it'll be a good race.
That's
the weather's
awesome,
looking
man.
Good.
Yeah, so let me make sure. The race with you and Walter Mann, is that still a go? Or?
I'm hoping so. I hadn't heard anything different.
Okay, but
I
know you are still.
I'm going to have to accommodate Blue Magic again.
Yeah, I was about to say, you are going. So you're giving him the back tie again?
I didn't say all that.
Oh, okay. So this time he's gonna have to wear his big boy pants and just sit do-to-do?
This time he's going to take them thongs off, put them jeans on, and get in that driver's seat.
God damn it. So this time, y'all heard it straight out the mouth. He got to pull off his goddamn, he got to pull off them thongs and put on them big boy panties. So this time, we ain't giving up no back tie, I guess. We going man to man, head to head.
All we giving up is a ticket in the gate and an ass whooping at start line.
God damn it. That's what I'm talking about. So a ticket at the gate. So really, all he getting, you know, is a good old-fashioned ass-whooping and, you know, just a shake at the end of it.
Last time I tried to give him a race. I was just going to give him one. He wouldn't even take it. So this time he's going to have to earn it.
I like that. So this time he got to earn it. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. So, Gene, are you also, is there anybody else that's on your radar?
Anybody comes on a property with a car that says like mine?
And if so, so let me get this straight. So, because we got 55 callers in here right now that can tap that one button if they ain't scary. So, out of those callers, if any of you have a top sportsman car on nitrous and you are going to be at the beach this weekend, you can tap that one button or you can stay in them bushes. But the only person that tapped the one button, he don't have a top sportsman car, but he got a small block big tire car, and that is none other than Hell Yeah.
I know how to make a race right.
Hell Yeah. What are you trying to get off your chest, Hell Yeah?
Oh, I just hear a bunch of barking off going on out there. I just want to see what the deal is.
Well, you got a pit bull that wants to get on some ass this Saturday and Friday, and that pit bull has a top sportsman Camaro and is known as Most Wanted. So, you know, if you Hell Yeah, if you know anybody in your camp or anybody you know that has a top sportsman car and they feeling a little froggy, you can tell them the same thing I told anybody else. They can push that one button on, and they can get their feelings hurt this weekend.
Well, my name is not Most Wanted, but I might have been at one time. But I might have something that he could work with.
Okay, I like to hear that.
Okay.
And okay. What about I got a buddy of mine that's got a car. That's probably sits a little bit like him, and I don't think it can happen Friday night, but we could set something up here for the near future.
Okay, well,
Just want to put it out there.
Now, is this a straight up chassis car, back half? What we got?
It's just like him. It should be like a top sportsman.
Oh, well, damn. Okay. Well,
okay, and that's what he's asking for, right, Gene?
Yes, sir.
My man? All right. Well, we'd like to sit beside you here coming up soon. I'm just going to put it like that, but we'll be coming at you here shortly, and we'd like to get a race.
Don't make me wait too long now.
No, we definitely not. We're gonna next couple weeks, within the next 30 days, maybe we can hook something up and Hell Yeah, I might just have a little something to get alongside you with.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
Sounds good.
I just want to say that. I'm not going to put no car name out there, but if he's sitting like him, and we come up there and we get a heads-up race and get it on, because I just like to sit beside a man like you. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. Make me look good.
There you go.
You
going to drive it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Lord, have mercy. So,
I'm looking forward to this.
So you telling me
happen no kind of way? If I tell you what, if we can't make this happen no kind of way this weekend.
No, I don't believe you. No, it's too short a notice. No, we got to do a little testing and a little talking. But we definitely, your name was in the mix, and
okay.
we definitely you most wanted, and you're most wanted on our list.
Yeah.
All right, that'll work.
Okay. All right. So, hey, back to business. Hell Yeah, who is most wanted on your list on Fast as Fuck this weekend?
Well, everybody knows that. That's not no fucking million-dollar question or nothing, is it?
Oh, so
everybody knows. I just want to get that one loss that I got. I want to get some redemption on that. I won't run and bear. Just the way we had the last race, and if I get my ass busted, then he's the man, you know. But he's going to sit beside me when I'm right this time. And I'm hoping we can hook up Saturday at the Horseman race. Them guys are good enough to put it on, and hopefully we can come there and put a good show on for them.
So, God, Durin, you ain't shy either. You just, I like how you put it out there, though, but hey.
Hell no.
Know, like,
hey, don't let the gray hair and the long hair fool you. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. I was looking for that number. I don't think running Bears on yet. We got plenty of numbers, but I don't see that 761. I don't see that 731 number yet. So hopefully he'll get a call in later and, you know, give us a little confirmation. But I just checked the weather, And on Saturday, we talking about beautiful weather. So he, it's been put out there. It's on the show. So
now, if we get something going here, and I ruffle some feathers and bust old boy's ass here, then we can get him and his posse, and then we'll all go out there to that four-way fucking drag strip, and I'll run all three of them at one time and bust all three of their asses at one time.
God.
And I'll be. Yeah. We might have to set something up like that. We get four wide and go with it. That's the way I'd really like to do it, but ain't nobody around here got a four wide.
But
you one and done. It saved me some fuel and nitrous, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you. So, all right, other than running bell, man, there's going to be a lot of cars there now. What else is there that you're looking for? So, see, I kind of feel that there's another car, too, that other than running bell.
Blue Streak. Blue Streak, we've been chatting a little bit, you know what I mean? And I don't know if he's back in action. But, you know, I wouldn't mind hooking up with Blue Streak. And maybe that old boy, the one I'm fixing the name.
The one you're not fixing the name? Oh Lord! But now, how are we supposed to not fixing the name?
Well, as soon as I get around him, then I can put a name on his car, and I already got it. It's already at the print shop, so we'll put that right on his window right after the race.
So hey, let me ask you this: so if you get the feeling froggy this weekend. Is there a chance that Camaro of Mike Gunter's can get that same race from the other week?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. He's the one I'm going to put the name on. That was the agreement.
If I so happen to get by
that big block and one gun, then I get to name the car. It come from the man himself. So, you know what I mean? I'm ready. I've been thinking. I had plenty of time to sleep on it, and I got the perfect name for it.
We're just
going to wait on that, too.
All right, well, I know Mike, there's a chance Mr. Gunter might call in tonight because I've been talking to him, and, you know, last week he had already taken it off, and he was like, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. But I talked to him this week, and he said he's working for Saturday. So, hell yeah, you might get your wish at Colonial Beach Saturday because he went up to Richmond last weekend and took a loss. He knocked the tires off and took a loss to the Riddler. But I know he's feeling right hungry. So he might just be, you know, he might just be your Huckleberry Saturday.
That'll work for me. Hey, I'm game. Hey, I can go either way. You know what I'm saying? It's time to race. It's mid-season. You know what I mean? We gotta get out there and get it on. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready.
Yeah, it was good.
I'm ready. Hell yeah, sitting over there right now. Just waiting to get loaded your fuck up.
Hey, hell yeah, I got somebody. I know they're feeling frisky because they just touched this one button, and his car is in heat. I'm telling you, the bitch is in heat. And I'm going to read this number out to you because this man's car is in heat. And you know it needs some action. So 869-1541.
What's going on, Bugs?
That is Kenny Beecham from the Horseman, the headliner.
Damn, I thought that my brother forget about me.
Yeah, we didn't forget. Look, hey, we were down in New Jersey helping. Hell yeah, we gave him
a
little help.
He was.
He looked good. He looked good. I got to give him credit. He looked good on that last pass.
All right, appreciate it. You still got that old one on your shirt?
The old one, yeah.
Old one on their shirt. We need to have a picture, a group picture of that.
Let me tell you what happened to that old one. That old one, hell yeah, he got the feeling real nice. He was ready to lock every motherfucker up on the premises. We got in the car, putting some fuel in the car, and I looked on the door, and I said, damn, where does 01 sticker from? This man, I'm telling you, he was feeling real nice, because we were at the track, and before we got there, Kenny said, you know what,
if that goddamn 3M truck on this premises today, I'ma lock his ass in for August 2nd off the motherfucking trailer. And by the end of the night, he was ready to lock in everybody. Told the man when we were leaving, he said, "You got that black Chevelle?" He said, the guy said, "Yeah." He said, "I got a blue one at the house, and when it get right, I'ma bust your ass." I said, "God damn." So he was, I'ma tell you. He was feeling good.
Yeah, we had a little. Hey, that old one patch is like the ass on Superman's chest. You know what I'm saying?
I made a good pass. I can tell you that she made a good pass. The track was good all Sunday too.
Well,
I was thoroughly impressed with the track.
Well, yeah, we were just doing a little testing. You know what I mean? And that was it. Just. You know, tried a little something different. I really wasn't happy with it, but it did pretty decent once it rolled out a little bit, you know.
Yeah, the only reason, I'll give you all a quick rundown. We got, you know, I think Bug's been on here advertising that race. We got that race for this weekend coming up. It was kind of bad. We had to postpone it because of the rain last weekend. Kind of got everybody's momentum up and kind of shot them down a little bit. But it looks like they got it back up again. Gonna be some a good crowd to come out. Got a lot of grudge races already locked in, ready to go. I gotta run
right,
somebody
cool.
Friday night with the headliner. I gotta run a big block Camaro with wheelie bars and big tires. I gotta run him head up with the headliner. Small block.
All right.
No bars on 28.
Right, right.
Then
cool.
They got the diesel truck shootout. Got one of the other guys that's kind of slid a whole lot in that camp. He's got a small block Ford Mustang on 28, running Big George.
Uh-oh, Big George in the house.
Big George going to be in the house.
Big George.
Run Big George. You got to run Big George head up. I think they both got one system apiece. So, and then I tell you what we're going to do. The boys of the Muslim group are going to unlock their truck. From the trailer, we're all putting up just the teammates, just the guys in the team. We're all putting up $100, and we're going out there, and we're going to take the tow vehicles and run head up Pro Tree, and the winner takes all.
That's cool. Why not?
We're going to do something crazy on Friday just to have a little fun, keep everybody entertained. And they might even have a couple foot races on Friday night. Who knows? The boys are talking about a couple of races now on foot.
Hey, Kenny.
Yeah.
I got somebody right here that is he overheard somebody calling him out. So he just got on, and this is one of them young guns that right now, I'm going to tell you, he's out there and he's hungry. 804-383-2197. That is Live Fast Racing Mike Gunter.
Hey.
So hell yeah, you can go ahead and say the same thing you just said just a while ago.
Yeah, he just better eat before he gets to the track. That's all I got to say.
Yeah,
I'm
at
work
now. Getting ready
to
have a meeting with my manager to get down there. Hopefully this weekend.
All right, you want me to talk to him? Give him my number. JP, give him my number. I'll take care of all that. We'll send him a WFO shirt. One for him and his wife.
Sounds good.
All right.
Now, I'm going to tell you,
man. Looking forward to hooking up with you, man. And your shirt's already at the print shop. And we'll be good to go.
I'm hoping to make it down there Saturday. They've already got two people off, but I think I can still get off, so I'm going to talk with him next few minutes, and I plan on being there Saturday. Might even
sounds
have to call
good,
in sick.
Good. We want to go in there and make a good show for this horseman race, you know what I'm saying? They some good guys. They're putting on a show, and I just like to be part of it and help them out, and you're going to be part of it and help them out and help me out by getting me another W.
Yeah, something like that.
That's a game plan. That's a game plan anyway. You know what I'm saying? That's a game plan.
Yeah.
Now, hey, hell yeah, let's throw
your
a little
side of the story, Lee.
Let's throw a little JB Lockett in step. Now, if Mike gets on by you, now, is there a chance that he can rename Hell Yeah?
He can what? No,
yeah,
hell
rename
no.
Fast as fuck.
No, that ain't happening. That definitely ain't happening. I mean, that would just crush the racing world. You know what I'm saying? It would definitely crush Hell Yeah. It probably would never start again.
You can't rename somebody's baby. Come on, I might have to start paying child support then.
Man. Hey, look. Hey, hell yeah, Kenny Beecher, man. He didn't say something else too. I got a call and a text the other day, and he said, a guy said, JB, he said, you think Kenny was really serious about knocking me in with my twin turbo car? I said, man, I gotta hit him up and make sure. He said, because, man, he was kind of drunk. But he was like, he told me he wanted to lock me in with my twin turbo 10.5 car. I said, well, nah, I gotta make sure, because, you know, Kenny was feeling so good to the point where Kenny was ready to lock everybody in on that coat.
Yeah, I love had too much to drink to lock in those twin turbo cars.
Yeah. Actually, I run a twin turbo car not too long ago out this way. I did pretty good, but I think he had a little trouble out the chute, and he just couldn't come get me. That was out the back door too.
Good Lord.
Big block twin turbo.
You telling a little too much, and we're gonna have to take some baby steps when it comes to hell.
Well,
yeah.
Like I said, you know when you mess up out the gate, you know what I mean. You can have a pro mod, you can sit beside me, you mess up out the gate, and I got your ass. You know what I'm saying? So that ain't telling a whole lot. You know what I mean? I just got lucky. You know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta get lucky in this game.
It's damn sure a lot of luck, a lot of skill, a lot of luck.
That's right.
So I tell you what, hey, hell yeah, if this race locks in, now I know Kenny already, Kenny's in, it's going to be a go. But if Mr. Sham Delay, which he is on this line right now, and I'm waiting for him to push that one button, but I don't know if he's froggy enough yet, because I don't know if he done thought about what he done, but if they run Mr. Top Notch versus the headliner, who you riding with? Because I might make me some money there on that Saturday. Who you riding with?
Who am I riding with?
Yeah, who you riding with?
Oh, I'm going to ride a horse.
Okay, you riding a horse. Well, shoot.
I'm definitely going to ride a horse on that just because that's the way it needs to be. And I seen that car, and it ain't no bullshit. And I'm probably going to get my ass up alongside it, too. But when it happens then he's running the hell yeah. He ain't running.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So... that's what I got to say about that.
Okay, well, hey, let me see. I just got a special request. Let's see if we can answer this special request, guys. Hold on here. All right, let's see if we can answer this special request. All right. All right, I gotta get the number straight first. I'm calling somebody's wife or something. Hold on, let me get that straight.
Uh-oh.
Here we go, caller. Let's see if we can get this special request answered. Is this the Top Notch performance shop?
Correct, Bubba, what's going on?
We all right, man. You got everybody hyped. You got people thinking. You got people like, damn, Top Notch versus the headliner, man. People going crazy, man. What's going on over there, Mr. Top Notch?
You gotta step up and try somebody sometime, you know.
And I respect. That's why I respect it. So you know, because I know I got Kenny on here, and y'all both are two upstanding guys. Ain't no bullshit with neither one of you. So I kind of feel that that race is going to happen this Saturday. So, you know, I ain't going to lie to y'all. I'm going to speak a little quietly, but I had to make up some stuff for this weekend so I could get home. But I'm going to try my best to get to the beach because that's where the action going to be at. I ain't even going to lie to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of action this weekend. It's going to be a whole lot of action this weekend.
I mean, just think about it. It
looks like from the guys on the phone, it's going to be a good shootout, too. We'll have a good little all-tire shootout, top-notch, Mike, and I think some guys are coming from Maryland. Might have a good little car count coming in for the small-tire shootout. It'll be nice.
I think I talked to Justin, and they said, I had texted him the other day, I don't know if Ugly still, you know, if Ugly is a go, but they might be there with Ugly, and Marcus, who you talked so much shit to the other day, Kenny, he is working right now trying to get the Red Bull back together for the conventional head shootout.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
so
awesome.
The Red Bull could be in the building Saturday, so, I mean, you know, it's going to be a good one. And, look, I just got a microphone opening right now. Let's see if this is somebody for the shootout or somebody that wants to tell us who they like on Top Notch versus the headliner. 920-4126. Your mic is open.
No, it's me, Mike Gunner, again. I had to hang up so I could have my conference call with my manager. He said that he can't let me off, but I can willingly take a sick day. And he'll let me go.
Oh,
so
no,
I'm here for Saturday.
You might be real sick come Sunday. You might need 2 sick days for Monday.
I'm going to have to come back in Sunday. Actually, I might have to take off Sunday because I'm going to be counting all the money I'm going to win Saturday.
God. Oh, Lord.
You might have some other races set up.
Spin it a little bit.
Lord. All right. So hell yeah, You just got your wish. Now you can blow out them fast as fuck candles right now.
Yeah, them fast as fuck candles, they ain't going out. They good to go. They're them candles that you blow on it and they just don't go out.
All right, well, darn, I'm going to tell you right now, Lord have mercy, fast as fuck versus God darn. And see, until you supposedly name it, that is live fast racing.
That's it, man. We got to jump in the middle of it. You know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta step across the fence to get to the other side. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So, hey, who is that? Who is that? We got somebody mixing on the turntables now. What we got?
Yeah, somebody scratching their ass or something. What the hell is going on?
That's me. I'm washing my truck.
Oh Lord, see God, see yeah, now. Look, he done got all happy about a diesel race. He cleaning the goddamn truck. Now see, I already know Gene Stevens said he got the diesel race locked in, so we good on that.
He thinks he does.
He ain't gonna win that motherfucker. I ain't
got
nothing locked
in.
He got
Marcus's ass in check, but I don't know if he's got he got Blue Magic in check, but I don't know about the diesel shootout.
God,
that's wrapped
damn
up. Y'all might as well save the trouble and go and send me my trophy.
he got a whole lot of people gunning for his ass in that shootout. Lewis said he's coming down and taking off from the horse. He's going to be the one of them to take it off.
Lord have mercy.
Hey,
we heard they don't have some bad.
That's the first time y'all ever see Kenny Beecham get gapped.
You're going to be doing something if you gap it.
I'm going to tell you right now, we got bored a couple Fridays ago at the beach. 4 Fridays ago, drinking a few beers, stuff like that. I have my little work car down there, a Focus now. I got one there, one boy, Toyota Echo, got my ass cut. Man.
Now, come on, Kenny, you ain't even being sad here. What do you got, like a 2.5 cylinder car? Load it down with about half of it.
The man had a 240 reaction time. I had a 040 reaction time in my Focus, and I still got gas.
Lord have mercy. I don't know about y'all. I don't know about y'all, but I done got pumped up now because I want to see this Live Fast Racing versus Hell Yeah Pass because I think that's going to be one for the books.
Yeah, it's going to be a good race. It's going to be a good race.
Say that name again. What name is that? Live what?
Live Fast.
Live Fast?
Live, not Slim Fast.
Yeah, live Fast. All right. Well, I didn't know that.
Well, and
you learn something new every day.
Yeah, and Mike just told me, hell yeah, after he beat you, he might can take you for a ride on his big fountain boat. You know, you might can get a ride on that. Hell yeah, after you get your ass wet.
All right. Well, hey, I've been known to do that, so you never know. We'll see what happens. but hell yeah, be there. We'll be ready. And really. You know, Running Bear is the man that I'm waiting to hear from. Gunner, you know, not a problem. I ain't sitting around waiting on anybody. So we're going to do it. Doesn't matter if Running Bear's first, second, whatever.
You don't have the ass whipping Running Bear put on you very much, do you? That's all I've heard you say since he put that ass whipping on you. You want that race back.
Yeah, I just want to. He needs to sit beside me, right? That's it. That's all I ask for. If I get my ass busted, I get my ass busted. You know what I'm saying? But then I know, and I can sleep better, and know that, you know, I just didn't have enough. You know what I mean? And sometimes that happens.
If you get your ass busted again, you gonna leave that man alone?
Is What's Kenny
that?
On here still?
Yeah, Kenny Beecham is on here. Mr. Monster Motorsports.
What's going on, family? Hey, Kenny, I got a special request.
What you got, Monster?
If the ugly car make it down and he's sitting beside headliner, we got my bet back, because goddamn if you horsemen ain't counted up some of my goddamn money. You hear me?
Yeah.
That shit ain't funny. They've been wearing
Monster,
my ass
I didn't
up,
think
man.
You had no money left.
Shit, I got a little bit of something.
Huh?
You going down too, so don't get excited.
I know.
Yeah, I'm excited for y'all, man. Y'all gonna have a really nice show this weekend too.
I'm gonna put the same money on ugly if you put on the other race.
Okay. You know how we roll. My credit's good, right?
All credit's good, right? Yeah, I've never been to the beach, man. So I'm looking forward to it. You know what I mean? I'm an 8 mile old school.
Hell yeah! They gonna love you down there.
All right, well that's cool. I'm real excited about coming down that way. You know what I mean? I've been wanting to get down there, and you know they put this show on and stuff, so that definitely gives me a reason to come down and. You know what I mean? Just spread a little love. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, hell yeah.
You just want to make sure Running Bear ain't there to bust that ass again. So just say it right.
Yeah.
Just say it right.
Yeah,
just come
whatever.
Clean.
Hey, I'm
you
never
going
all
you
got
want...
to do. All you got to do is kick that second ball on. That's it. That's all I'm asking. Kick the ball
Let me ask you a question. JC got a race July 5th at VMP. I'm 99% sure if I call Running Bear, and he put up $150, and I put up $150 for your fuel. We get you to come to BMP so we can kick your ass so you can go back to PA again. I'm gonna talk to him about that. I might put up to $300 for your gasoline just so we can prove to you that McNasty ain't no goddamn joke. You hear me? So I'm gonna call you tomorrow. We're gonna do a conference call, and I think we're gonna end up getting this set up. Because I'm tired of hearing
you
beg for this ass whipping again.
I'm ready. It's either that or we don't race at all. You know what I'm saying? Just let's get it done. And if I get a race like that and the man, you know, wasn't right, and he's got that race back just like me and G Money. You know, me and G Money race anytime he wants to. He's going to get that same race back. He just, you know, he got things he's trying to do. We talk, and when that man's ready, we're going to get it on. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to call you tomorrow so we can get this shit settled. I'm tired of hearing about this every week.
Well, come on with it. That's what you do. You talk, right? You do a lot of talking.
Yes, sir.
Do some talking. That's right.
Hey, Monster. I got to hear some shit now because I see how to open this mic, and I know who it is, and I know he ready to be like, he
he probably ready to jump clean out the damn phone over here where I'm at. 484-832-2153. How you doing, sir?
What's going on?
That damn pink warrior. What's
going
on?
Oh, shit. Man, you the man. Goddamn, you the man. You took out the baddest man on the planet last week.
That must be Joe. That must be Joe.
Yeah, that's Joe.
Goddamn.
That's right.
Man, hey, I got the file for your ass because I'm going to tell you, I thought you were going to get an ass whipping. You proved me wrong. I'm sorry,
shit.
Sir. I'm sorry. You's a bad motherfucker, boy.
I thought we were better than that.
Yeah, we are.
Now, look, hey, Joe, how you going to go find a picture of the man putting his hands up? That was kind of, I ain't even going to lie now, that was kind of fucked up. I saw that, and I was like, yo, where he, look, and look, I just got a text, even he laughing, because I'm like, God.
Yo,
Josh was the first person to look at that picture, too.
Yo, and he can't even, and you know what? He, that's just
he
him.
Why? I got that kid on mute. I hit the mute button on his ass.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, you sent him back. You sent him back home the right way.
Yo, they left. They didn't even say bye to anybody. They just packed up and rolled.
Hell no. He was ducking his head when I was hollering at him on the way out the door.
That made my weekend.
Who is this? 443-532-4121. I'm going to say G Money. I'm going to say G Money or Tricky Ricky. Am I right?
Hey, G Money, man. What's up, bro?
Yeah, I knew before. Right. I knew. What's going on, G Money? We want plenty. What's going on?
Not a whole lot, man. Not a whole lot. Laying back listening to the show. What's going on, fellas?
I'm trying to lock G Money in, JB.
God, oh, Lord. Pink Warrior is trying to lock G Money in, and I'm guessing it's for August 2nd. Lord, have mercy.
Well, as soon as I get myself together, we ain't got no problem with that. I'm not scared of you, bro.
Damn it. Lord,
have mercy. I'm gamble with the big tire G Money.
Hey, as soon as I get it together, you be the first to know.
Because my money's gonna ride on you with this one. Cause hell, boy, you know what I mean. He ruffled some feathers down that way. Now he needs a little. He needs a little lesson. And then
sure
that man is stealing, you know what I'm saying? All steel car. Then that's really going to ruffle his feather. He's going to be rolling out the gate just like Bad Storm did.
That's right.
My car's on steel. I tried to race him in Echo. He was having some problems, though, so I respect that.
You're damn right you tried to race me. I can't run with you heads up.
You
were nice, but not last
money.
Night.
No, he's talking about you,
okay. Okay, okay.
Yeah,
you guys got
the
biggest balloons in the back of your car.
What was that?
You guys got them big ass balloons underneath your cars. I ain't scared of them. I'll try to have G Money heads up.
Hey, that's not a problem, man. Like I said, I ain't got a whole lot to talk about. As soon as I get right, you sure can get it.
Oh, well, you get on the phone, we can lock something in. That's cool.
Hey, Pink Warrior.
Pink Warrior, somebody is calling your name.
Hey, Pink Warrior.
Yo,
hey, I locked you in for August 2nd.
Who's this?
There you go.
Huh?
I already know who it is, too,
Lord.
Pink Warrior,
MIR? Huh? MIR, yes. MIR. Yeah, that's the Django is trying to lock me in for that, but I'm not 100% I can make it yet to that race. Who am I talking to?
Cubby.
Who?
Cubby.
Cubby, you know who it is,
oh,
man.
Cubby.
Let's lock it in.
Oh,
let's go ahead and lock that in.
Dominator killer he's got? I'll try him out, too. I ain't
worried
about
it. Let's lock it in. Let's lock that in right now.
I can't lock it in. I don't know if I'm going to make that race.
Oh, man, come on with the bullshit. You just ready to lock somebody else in.
Not that race. I never said that what race. I'm just saying in general. I don't know if I can make it that week because I think, to be honest with you, I think my kid's football camp starts that week. I don't know if I can make it or not.
Still waiting for
anybody else want to do anything this weekend?
This weekend? No, I can't do nothing this weekend.
I said, do anybody else want to do something this weekend on 28th or whatever? Down the beach.
Who we got on here? Let me see. Hell Yeah, G Money, Kenny Beecham, and Mike Gunter is who we have on here right now. And I think, you know, I don't know if too many of them got 28, but, you know, that's who we got on right now.
I'm gonna just go down here and win this little shootout money and test and tune on my car.
You go lock in on the quarter mile or 8th mile?
No, we're going to 8th mile.
You don't want to go quarter no more?
Nah.
Oh man, that's where it's at.
Well, you can go there. You can keep on going if you want.
Hey. I honestly can't race anybody until Weeby starts paying his deposits because I'm getting low on money.
Yeah.
Hey, boy, this mic has just opened 240-577-1615. Your mic is open. Who are we speaking with?
JB, this is Charles. What's going on, man?
Who is this?
This is Charles. What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on with you, man? I'll be at the show on Saturday with my man, Hell Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what's up. So what's going on?
I'm chilling, maxing, relaxing, just enjoying the show. That's all.
Okay.
Hey, Hell Yeah. That was a hell of a cold water challenge you displayed, too. Monster Jones. You gave me $40 for the breast cancer awareness, and you didn't do yours yet.
Hell Yeah, you didn't go on mute, did you? The man speaking to you, Hell Yeah, you went on mute? Yeah, I think Hell Yeah might have went on mute, man. I think Running Bear was about to get on, and he went on mute. Hold on. Lord, let me see who this is. I think I know who this is. 301-263-5944. I'm guessing Gerald Apollo.
Yeah. Yeah, what's going on, JB?
What's going on, Gerald? What's going on?
I'm trying to get this bad goat right.
So if the bad goat get right, is she going to the beach this Saturday?
I'm voting in town right now. So I'll be there on the third?
Huh?
On the third. Down there, right.
Oh, okay. You going to try to get it ready for next Thursday?
Yeah, I'm going to go down Capitol this weekend on Buick and give me some street money.
Okay, I understand. Well, what Buick you got now? Because, we might have a diesel that'll try that Buick.
Oh, Lord, Buick.
What were they talking about, them 4-cylinders earlier?
What 4-cylinders? We didn't have any. Oh, Kenny Beecham got a... He got an everyday driver Focus. Now you're gonna have to give up something. If that Buick got a 3.8 with a supercharger, you gotta give up something.
Nah, I got the 3.8, but they don't got the supercharger.
Well, I mean, so you talking about that Focus on the? Yeah, I think that's just a Focus now.
We go down every dialing.
Hey, JB.
What's going on?
I'm a bad man.
Yeah, what's up, Hell Yeah?
Hey, if you can't get old Running Bear out the bushes, and I'll call you back about 15, 20 minutes left in the show. I got to finish up here in the shop, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side here.
All right. It's funny, you're getting off, and Mr. Top Notch is hopping right back in here. What's going on, Top Notch?
What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Not a whole. Hey, I got a question for him. He's still on?
Hey, somebody, we're going to have to mute somebody with that child.
Yeah, I can't hear nothing.
We can't hear nothing. I'm not. All right, so
Hell Yeah.
Yeah, Sharon got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Hey, Hell Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, you guys...
I saw you guys switching tires out at Capitol. What size tires you guys normally run on?
Normally? Normally it's a big tire. I mean, mediocre tire, you know.
Huh?
Mediocre.
What's a mediocre?
Well, mediocre, that back tire is bigger than his car is.
Yeah, it's a 14.
The 14?
Uh-huh.
You guys switched to a smaller tire. What size tire did y'all try?
Well, I just had a set of, what were they, 9-inch? A set of 9-inch and wrong rims, wrong everything, you know what I mean? It's just, if I gave me a 29.5, 10.5, you know, or 29.5, 13, something like that, I'd probably be good.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering, because I saw you guys switch tires. I didn't know if you guys were trying.
Well, we were just trying something new, trying to get in that small tire class, and, you know, they were half beat. You know, it was just something we were trying. It wasn't working, so, you know. We might have a new set, you know, in a month or two. We might have a new set of small tire and maybe finish out the season, try to get some small tire action.
Sounds good. You got a small block or big block?
Small block, one gun.
Sounds good, man. We might try you guys. You guys want to come down a little notch on them tires, man. We might try y'all. You know, we'll do it.
All right. Well, it ain't going to happen by this weekend, you know,
that's
so.
That's fine.
All right,
no,
but yeah.
No worries.
We might try to do that. Like I said, it'd be a month or two probably before we have a set, but we're trying to get some.
A lot of action
where y'all are at. You know, we'd like to get in the middle of it, you know what I mean?
It's good times.
Hey, hell yeah.
Right.
Would you be willing to give Mr. Top Notch something?
No.
Give him the second bulb on the other lane.
And what else?
Now, we are you coming to the track, right? You going to run Kenny?
Yeah, me and Kenny.
Well, let's see if he got enough left in, and we'll see what happens then, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I might not have enough left in me. We'll see.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. You, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, we just 28-inch, you know, pretty much just
huh?
Like Kenny. I'm pretty sure them guys on one kit. I'm not sure. I mean, I was told they're on one.
Yeah. You know, are you small block or big block?
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go.
But 28, 10.5, two-stock suspension, you know, we don't even have coilovers or anything underneath this thing. But, you know, if I got anything left, you know, we'll try you, but you got to give us something.
Yeah, we'll chat when we get there. Like I said, I don't think I know your car or anything, but we'll come over and check it out and, you know, see what we can figure out. We're definitely looking for some action, you know what I mean? Sound like Gunner's going to be there. You know, me and him are going to hook up. And I might be a little off-gunned on that one, but we'll give it a try.
Sounds good, man. Yeah, but I was around you guys when y'all were chit-chat in the Capitol, and y'all sound like a funny group of guys, man.
Appreciate it.
I think Kenny Beecham is trying to get into with one of y'all.
What's up?
You'll see Top Notch's Mustang. It just takes the name. It's a beautiful car. He got a nice-ass car, clean-ass Mustang, too.
All right. Well, I'll definitely be there early. What time is the gate open?
I think the gate's open up at 10 o'clock.
Okay. Well, we plan on being there somewhere around between 10 and 11, so that'd be good.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I appreciate that.
Definitely looking forward to it.
Sounds good, man. Should be a good one.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Get Run Bear out the bushes before the end of the show. I'll call you back here at the end. I got to get finished up here, and I'll holler at y'all a little bit.
All right, buddy.
All right,
later, guys. Hey, Kenny. Kenny Beecham. Kenny Beecham must have went offline. Hey, Gene Stevens.
Yes,
you still on?
Yeah, I'm on here.
All right, because I got a text earlier in the week, but I don't know if you got anybody that will, you know, take that gamble, but I might just be able to get Mr. Gotham City to the beach Saturday.
Gamble he's talking.
The 57 Camaro. That red sexy.
You mean a 57 Chevrolet?
Yeah, 57 Chevy.
What kind of gamble is he wanting to do?
Now he might, I think he was looking to do something with a top sportsman. You know, he would probably do something heads up or back half, he'd get a back tire.
If he make it right, I'd run it.
Oh, damn it, I knew it won't be hard to ask you for anything. So what would be making it right? Because I might just call old man tonight and see if he want to make that trip.
The guy from City Car? Shit,
yeah.
He'd have to kick me.
All right, well, shoot, he want to get there because he's been talking about getting back to the beach. So I'm going to call him tonight, Mr. Teachman, and see what he wants to do because Virginia Beach ain't
tonight,
that.
If he'll kick me, I got a 484 bore space motor in that car. You know what I got, JB.
Yeah, I know what you got. So yeah,
I ain't got all that shit in that car like he got, but I'll take a gamble.
Okay, well that sounds good. I'm gonna have to call him tonight and see what he want to do.
Well, that'll work. He knows the car it is. He saw it down at the Outer Banks when we were racing down there.
So hey, I wonder if Mr. Weeby Cooper might be if him or anybody wants to. It sounds like Mr. Cubby is looking for some action down there, Saturday. I don't think anybody has answered that question yet. Hey, Gene?
I ain't heard.
Yeah, I know he going to be down there for that shootout, so that's all, you know, somebody down there and they feeling froggy. It seemed like the drive-by is going to be on the scene, so.
Hello?
Let me open this microphone.
Who do you think going to be down there for drive-by?
Nah, it says if anybody feeling froggy, it seemed like drive-by is going to be in the house. So if anybody feeling froggy down there, they, you know, all they got to do is get with you because you're going to be there anyway.
Yeah. Nah, I just had to. I was on the other line. I didn't know what was going on. I just clicked back over and heard drive-by.
Did you mean to push the one button, 443-0-4046? 443 area code, 790-4046. All right, I guess they on mute. So, hey, Mike Gunter.
Yeah, man, go ahead.
If you knock off Hell Yeah, Mr. Cubby might be looking to do something down there. Y'all both sit alike.
Yeah, we might be able to do something.
Yeah, I know you living fast right now, and I know you're a race, so, you know, if things get down there, y'all get down there and ain't nothing looking right for everybody, you know, y'all might can do something, or, you know, I know Cubby a race, and I know you a race, so y'all probably going to meet in the shootout or something, so, shit, y'all might just be in the shootout together or whatever, so, hey, either way. So either way, that could go down, live fast versus drive-by, because the shootout, I'm going to tell you, the shootout looking right good right now.
I'm back. I'm at work. I'm getting horrible reception.
I keep losing y'all.
Who all is going to be in the shootout?
Well, you know, they got a couple of shootouts now. I mean, let me get my paper so I can, we got a conventional head shootout. They got a big block shootout. And the big block shootout, the small block shootout is 28s, 29s, 275, or 315, but you can't have no bars, no chassis cars. And both of those, you know, are free. I think they're all free entry, and they got a conventional head shootout and a back half shootout.
Okay, sweet.
Hey, JB.
Yo.
Hey, JB.
Yeah, I think I know what you're going to ask, but
If you ask I
was just saying, is it two shootouts? I didn't know if it's two shootouts or the rules or whatever that's in the shootouts. But is it two shootouts, 28s and 29s, or what is?
Well, see, I got the flyer, and from here I got a big block shootout. Then I got the small block shootout only, small block only. And then, you know, I got the conventional head. So I guess you and Mike sit in that big block shootout, 28, 29s, 25, no balls, no chassis.
Oh, so if you come on 29s, it's the same as I come on 29s or whatever.
You can come on 29s and you in.
All right.
Yep, you can come on 29s as long as, you know, as long as there's no chassis car. And from what I heard, they're not going to allow any class cars. You know, if you like a, if you an X car, or you running, you know, X275 or 315 or something like that, they're not letting any class cars in. But if you are, you know, a big block, 28, 29, or 275, you got action. You can get in the shootout and have a little fun.
All right.
Sweet.
So, you know, like I said, both of y'all probably, the way it's looking, y'all mess around and flip them cars, you know, live fast and drive by. Might have to drive down the lane together.
All right.
Yeah. See, we're going to hook up on trains on everybody.
Huh? I know young boy ain't say he was trying to run it. What'd you say?
I said we're going to hook up and run trains on everybody and wait for the money.
Okay, got it. Now, you got to watch yourself,
yeah.
Hey, Mike, I know you know Corey and them. Are they coming down? Are they bringing, is the Green Hornet coming?
Nah, he's actually in Myrtle Beach right now. Freaking Flagger. He was supposed to be coming with me, and then they booked a trip at the last minute, and I don't think he's going to make it. I don't think he's supposed to come back until Saturday.
Oh, okay.
But
I know I was seeing, because I know some of the Richmond boys were coming, but I didn't know if Corey was included. I know Carlton, I think, is coming to run the small block shootout, and a couple other people are coming to do the small block shootout, so I didn't know if they were coming maybe to run the big block shootout or get on a little grudge action. But
yeah, I tried to get him to go, but he said he was going to be in Myrtle Beach that Saturday and blah, 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 excuses. But hey, his car is pretty much ready. He just got to stop going on vacation so your lungs are like.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, it's going to be. I'm sure Carlton's coming for the small block shootout, and a couple other people are always going to come up.
Oh, yeah. I know all the shootouts should be good, man. The shootouts should be real good because the one thing, you know, when I talked to Pete and Kenny, they said, you know, the shootouts are still a go. And, I mean, you know, on Friday night, you know, they giving a little love to the diesel truck. So, I mean, you know, on Friday night, you know, I think, is it Holly Rock or Holy Rock or something? I think from Maryland are going, they supposed to be coming down and taking part in that diesel shootout. And then, as you heard, the horsemen themselves are gonna run each other. They gonna take the, you know, unhook the trucks and gonna get some action with the diesels. And Gene Stevens has said he's already in front.
See.
And look, listen to this right here. This is just from the mouth. Well, actually, from a Facebook post. Marquise Haddon just sent me a message, and it reads, any young gun better not breathe wrong on August 2nd. Lord, have mercy. So that so the call out is, any young gun, and look, we didn't got somebody to answer that question. Now, as you heard, Gerald Apollo, I know that's what you're calling about. August 2nd, Marquise Haddon said, any young gun, even breathe wrong, your ass going to lose all pressure. So, yeah, Jarell Apollo, I hear you in the background, but you heard what I just said. So if you even breathe wrong, you hurt.
I've been breathing wrong.
All right, well, I'm just letting you know because you know, Marquise didn't, it ain't worded wrong. I could forward it to you, and he said, any young gun, August 2nd, even breathe wrong,
you in trouble. And look, Jarrell got the 1-1 off the motherfucking trailer. Lord have mercy. God. So Jarrell Apollo, it looks like you and Marquise are looking to do something all the second.
If I'm still together.
Okay. Now let me open this microphone real quick because I think he's calling about this call out. 215-715-2572. Are you coming? Are you Big Block on 28th?
Yeah, but I'm calling about the Young Gun shootout.
August 2nd, I'm just letting you know, they're not doing a Young Gun shootout, but on August 2nd, Marquise Hatton just put out a call out, any Young Gun, which is 25 or younger, if they even breathe wrong at MIR, you're in trouble.
I'm a murderer.
What is he coming with?
I know who you are. Now I gotta put it out there to him. Now he's saying any young gun from the shootout. Now I mean I can see if he will say if he will go as far as saying any young gun from Philly, but that's different.
Okay.
Yeah, we gotta step that one right because I know who you are now. Don't think I don't know who you are because your Philly cheese steaks are real good down there. But we gotta watch how we step that now.
Yeah, you made me jump right on that.
All right, see, I see all your boys coming with you too. Sue and Peak Warrior coming here in the same time. So now I tell you like this though, Marcus. Cubby Bannister wants a piece of your boy at the Pink Warrior August 2nd. Can you get him to the track August 2nd?
I don't know if he's going to be able to make it to the track or not, but I can make it.
This is what you do. I tell you what you do. If you can take his little boy to football camp, then he can swing that Pink Warrior on down here for August 2nd. Because I'm going to tell you right now, me and Larry talked the last couple days now, and not only, y'all can get that race off, but, I mean, who wouldn't want to see Tony Wright versus the Sniper?
Yeah.
Tony Wright versus the Sniper, 3M versus the Troublemaker, I think Scoot versus, am I right? Scoot is coming down looking for action, and who else? There's somebody else that's locked in. I just got to get some finalizations on these lock-ins. But, the Old Jacks versus the Militime car, I think, is locked in, too. Or is it the Old Jacks versus John Bull, y'all boy John Bull?
How about Pink Warrior versus Weeby Cooper for round number 10?
Well, I can't speak for Weeby, but as you know, Cubby has put it out there. I mean, he not making it a call out, but if you there August 2nd, you and him can do something. But I mean, Cubby gonna race. So I mean, I can't speak for Weeby, and I don't know. Hey Joe, I don't know straight up. Did y'all work something out on the DP or is it what's going on?
Now, he still owes me. He said he'll pay me when I stay. I told him to wait till I stay and I'll run into him. So I wasn't letting him over. He said he'll send me the money. He offered to send me the money, Western Union or whatever, and I was like, dude, I'll see you when I see you at the track eventually. Paying.
Okay, I'm just making sure they won't know, they were funny business or whatever. But, yeah, straight up, I mean, I know you and him got something going on, and it's going to keep going on, but... Yeah, like I said, I mean, I know, if you and Marcus coming down, Marcus probably can get the same, treatment. Hey, Marcus Thompson, I know you hear me talking to you.
No, you was breaking up. What'd you say?
You probably can get the same treatment if you come that day.
What do you got?
Cubby got a small tire. Big Block on Nitrous.
Conventional head?
No, it's not a conventional head.
Man, why you got all these tips and everything, man? You come to race 28 or 20, whatever you want to win.
Hey, Marcus.
Yeah.
Marcus.
Huh?
If you come August 2nd, we got a conventional head on drag radio that will be wanting to do something.
Sean Murphy.
Yes, Sean Murphy.
Me and Marcus got our own business to handle up here.
Oh, yeah. I know y'all do because while we were getting Philly cheesesteaks, he was talking about that pink for you. So,
No. It's not even about me and Marcus Grayson. We got to be somewhere the same day, same night. He knows.
Mm. Oh, and Marcus Thompson. Marcus Thompson.
Me and Marcus got to be the same night.
Is Marcus gone? I think he might have dropped. Here you go. Marcus Thompson, Marquise Haddon.
I heard Big Warrior say something.
He said something, but Marquise Haddon said if you come August 2nd, you got head up action. He does have a conventional. He does have a conventional head cop.
We'll run him heads up with the Godfather. Tell him that.
He don't have the Vega no more.
Oh, you don't? Really?
Nope. You don't have a Vega no more.
Oh, well, shit. I like sitting next to that kid.
I rethink that.
I don't like what Joe talking about, because he's still hiding and ducking in the bushes.
No. Me and you?
You keep trying to run Red Bull because you know we got a baby.
I don't want to run Red Bull.
You got a car fit just like yours. You scared the death of it.
I don't want to run
Red Bull. One car, we're in a big block.
I'm not worried about Joe either.
You trying to throw Red Bull in the mix because you know we got a baby.
I never said anything about racing Red Bull. I said you got to be in the same track.
Since you got the whole world on the phone, can me and you lock it in? Short that conventional head out the box intake.
Absolutely not.
You know what car I'm talking about.
You're just to help. I want to talk to the owner.
I am the fucking owner. You want to lock it or not?
You ain't there. You talk shit.
Do you want to lock it in or not?
No, because now you're cursing at me, and I don't want to be cursed at. Last week I got cursed at enough. I didn't do nothing wrong.
Now, don't worry. I'll be at the shop tomorrow, and you're going to buy me lunch. But I'm asking, do you want to lock it in?
No, absolutely not. I don't want to lock it in. I'm scared.
Okay, so... So we ain't got no business to take care of. You scared like you was 2 months ago.
Because you're not listening. We're being locked in by the same person the same night. That's the only way I can get my
own.
No, but
you said something, though.
Yeah, me and you have business. Meaning me and you have to be at the track the same night because we have to get locked in by the same person in one night. It's the only way I can get my other race. Has nothing to do with me and you racing. Read between the lines.
All I know is the phone dropped. I thought somebody might hit the M button on me or something.
Yeah, nothing to do with me racing you, you goofball.
You can forget that race, though. I ain't even racing that guy.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
What?
I am.
It's too much going on with racing, huh? Ain't worth it.
That's why I'm doing it. It'll be fun.
Well, August 2nd, MIR. I should be
August
there.
2nd at MIR. If y'all got something, you know, that man, like he said, he ain't going to stip it like that. But if y'all got something with a big block on a 28, you see how, you know, it ain't no chassis, then, you know, he looking for it, man. I mean, the man, you know, he got his car together now. I mean, you know, if y'all bringing something, he'd like to get a little action. So, I mean, you know, that's all. Now, Marcus, if you bring a conventional head car on that premises, we like Pink Warrior said, yes, it is Sean Murphy. He got action.
As I said, I'll be there, you know, with Red Bull and or another car we got, Big Block Conventional Head.
Okay. Well, all I know, like I said, Cubby will be there with the drive-by. And like he said, it's, he can't step no, he's not going to step it with no, he don't have a conventional head. But he is big block on 28th, and it's no balls. And, I mean, he looking to do
hey,
something.
JB, all 29s, I'm going to put my other rims on there and see if my 29s fit. So,
okay, so.
It's whatever.
There you go, 29.
I'm not running no big chief.
Whatever. I mean, when my shit was in the shop, everybody coming at me and all this shit. Now, I just
big,
put it out there.
I come with the other car. Big block to mess my head.
Okay. Well. Marcus, I got your number.
Is that
Saturday
or Sunday?
What's up?
Is it a Saturday or Sunday race at my own?
August 2nd is a Saturday race.
That's good. That's good news.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, you know, it's gonna be some action. And I mean, yeah, I think Django is trying to get here this time, and I think if I'm not mistaken, Tony and them gonna be in the building. So I mean, it's gonna be, you know, Tony Wright coming. So. I would guess Tony Bynes coming too, that same camp, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be there as long as I don't have the obligation of football that weekend. I'm good.
Okay, well, hey, I got a microphone that's looking to open up. It might be trying to get in some of this action. 240-682-5567. Your mic is open.
You know what they start from or not?
Hey, 240-682-5567.
Saturday.
Okay, he must have dropped, but 847-840-9859. Your mic is open.
What's going on, JB? This is Keenan with Johnny Big Time and the Master Mustang.
Okay, well, hey, you are the person I want to talk to because I got somebody. Hey, I got to mute some of these. Hey, who got the static in their mic? Somebody got me on speaker or something. We got somebody trying to get some on.
I'm gonna have to
mute some mics,
yeah.
Guys. Let's see. Guess I'm gonna have to mute it so I can find it.
Someone at the zoo?
Hey Marcus, is that your mic? Hey,
no,
Marcus,
that ain't my mic.
Okay,
that's not my mic.
All right, I got one more I can mute. I don't know who that is. I'm trying to. Let's see. Did I open up any? All right, let me see. I'm steadily trying to find this mic. Hey, all right. Well, I found out who it is, but Hey, Keenan, that's your mic, man. I'm gonna have to. You're gonna have to mute some of that background noise.
All right, hold on one second, bro. Can you still hear it?
Yeah, I still can hear it. I know there's a reason I want to get you on here, because Marcus got a car that sits just like your master car. He got a 10.5 grudge car.
I mean, big block, small block, what you got?
The big block, short deck, commission head.
You going to be the VMP on the 2nd?
Yeah, we're trying to make it there with that.
Oh, it's MR, that's right. MR,
yeah,
yeah, we'll be there August 2nd. We'll be there August 2nd, too. We might do something. I ain't never seen the car or whatever, but we might do something.
Yeah, he said we're definitely trying to get it there.
All right, sounds good. JB, I actually hit the one button for a different reason, but I'm trying to see if y'all can do a little bit of reconstruction for me on this young gun rule. You know, I'm only 26 years old, so I'm trying to see if y'all can raise it so I can answer Marquise Hatton's call out.
Well, look, you don't have to be in that race to answer this call out because Marquise Hatton just texted me and said he'll take the 1-1 from you August 2nd.
Well, I can't give him the 1-1 because he got a faster car than me. So, you know, we can do some heads up.
Now, what you talking about? He got the faster car.
He got the faster car, man. I'm a slow car, man. I'm a 1099 bracket car.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Oh, shit. Here we go.
Come on, man. Y'all just need to raise it. We need to have another young gun shootout, man, to raise the age of 26, and we should be good.
Well, look, I got you. You will, you supposed to be August 2nd. Marcus Thompson is a young gun. He's 25.
Okay. Well, yeah, that makes it even better then. I'm a new driver. Ain't got but a couple laps under my belt, so I should be asking for something, but, you know, I ain't never seen a man car. You know, he might got a pro mod or something. He might got a pro mod. You know, I got a little old back half car.
No, it's no pro mod. It's a stock running car.
Yeah, that's what I got. Now, I probably got the most truest back half car there is in the world, you know, as far as stock specifications. And you know, all these other trick cars out here, you know, that's a different story, but I ain't think you got that, but, you know, I got a true back half car.
Yeah, I got a stock front end back half car, you know, with 33,000 on it. Short track commission here.
Okay. So you've already seen my car, Marcus?
No, I haven't seen your car.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like we can do something. I mean, it don't sound like it's nothing out of the ordinary, so we can probably do something August 2nd. I should be there. I should be off work, so I should be there with no problem.
JB, no question for you.
Yo.
I could be in the internet young girl shootout with that car, right?
Yeah. You meet the criteria, so September 6th, I'm going to get your pay up. And you can get in.
Well, okay. See, that's my question, though, JB. The criteria that can't be changed to 26, I mean, number of years, man. Come on.
Well, hey, all I can do for you is talk to pay up. But like I said,
Just do me that one favor.
I can talk to him, but like I said, you know, I mean, I know they trying to keep it in between the young, you know, 25 and under, but like I said, I'm going to try. You know, all I can do is try.
And before I go, unfortunately, I ain't going to be able to make this weekend. My pops got a prior engagement with my mother to the Colonial Beach race for Portland, so I hope they have some good luck with that. But August 2nd again, man, out of MIR, we might be looking for this pretty clean Camaro that they say is heavy, but I think his name starts with two letters, JC. But just August 2nd, I hope he's going to be in the house, so we might need to go ahead and get that out of the way.
Yeah, August, I already know that car going to be there, so you can mark your calendar for that.
Yeah, we about to go and get that knocked out of the way so we can go and, you know, put that on for the fans and see what outcome going to be.
And, Kenan, I don't know if you traveling that day, but I'm going to get with you about that day. But August 23rd at Cecil, I know there's a Camaro called the Superman Camaro that might be willing to accommodate you that day.
Okay. Yeah, I got to look at my work schedule. Ain't that far out yet. But if I'm not traveling then with my job, I'm pretty sure we might be able to make it if it's something that we got a date open.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to get with you, but, yeah, on August 2nd, Marcus Thompson from out in front, he can be your huckleberry for August 2nd.
All right. I like berries now, so as long as he stay a berry, I'm all right. I don't want him to show with no pro mod car now with all these, you know, tricked out stuff and everything, because I got a little backyard built car, man, so, you know, just take it easy on me.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, I got somebody on here, and I know he probably still on here, Keenan. He knows you very well.
Who's that?
301-399-7377.
I think they call him Cubby.
Man, Cubby's my boy, man. Cubby's my boy. I'm gonna let him have his win. He cut my head off about 2 years ago. You know, caught us with our pants down. You know, win is a win. But you know, he's doing his thing on those small ties, and I'm a little bit too scared to go to them small ties. So I'm gonna let him have that one. All
right.
I'm gonna let him have that one. But
so you're gonna let him have that one.
Yeah, I'm gonna let him have that one, man. You know, like I said, a win is a win. But you know, anytime you want to do it over, we can do it over. But I don't believe he's gonna do nothing. But you know, that's respected.
Who's it?
Yeah, I knew he was there. There you go.
Who's it?
Cubby, this is the Master Mustang, man. What's up?
Oh, man, what's going on, man? I can't handle you.
No, man, don't do that to the man.
I can't do nothing with y'all. We just run that in a match race, and, you know, that's what happened. So I can't stay there.
I wish I could get down there this weekend and get in the shootout, man, but now I can't get down there. But anyway, man, this guy named Marcus, man, we're hoping we can do something, what is it, August 2nd. And long as you don't show up with no pro mod car, we should be all right. And no 5-3 motors and stuff like that.
Marcus, I know those guys, they hold true to their stiff. If it's a back half with a stock front and a, you know, short deck conventional, that's what he's got.
Okay. So, I mean, I ain't got, as long as I get a back half car, I'm good. I mean, there ain't no stipulations. I don't want to show up August 2nd. And they say I can't have no pink wheelie ball wheels or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make sure the stipulations are already done for when I do show up. And they, no, man, they can't do this. You know, I'm just going to make sure we get, as long as I got a back half car, I'm good. Is that
hey, Marcus.
Yeah.
This is, like you said, it's a stock front, back half with a short deck conventional in it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's
what I'm saying. I know that's what he's got. I'm trying to figure out, are we good? You know, as long as we got a back half car, we all right?
Yeah. Hey, Marcus, he trying to see, as long as, you know, as long as he got a back half, two back half cars, he good or?
I mean, I got to see the car, but I'm pretty sure to be good.
Okay.
I couldn't hear him, JB. Say what now?
Hey, what did you say, Marcus?
I said I got to see the car, but I'm pretty sure it'll be good.
You know what I mean?
Like I said, I'm like you. We're not running no robot. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, we got a two, you know, back half car. You know what I mean? Top front end. You know, the car was built for a class, and we don't run class anymore.
Right.
So,
well,
it was built for a stock front end class, so
it's
still stock front end.
Right. Well, same thing for me. I mean, mine is built in a little garage, man, so I'm into a little back half, backyard car.
I mean,
but it
I don't want you to go, the same thing go for you. You see the car, you know what I mean? I don't want, you know.
Oh, no. I'm pretty sure that ain't going to happen for us. I mean, like I said, as long as you don't show up with nothing like Bill Shula or Chavisa or something like that. As long as you don't show up with no pro bar,
no stretch front end, none of that shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm part there again, man.
I said, ain't no stretch front end or nothing, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, I can't help mine being stretched now because they come from like that from the
no,
motor
company. Stretch, like long.
Oh, stretch.
Yeah,
they were. Oh, okay. Cool. Sound like a plan, man. Sound good to me.
Long as you make it there with the car, you know, it won't be no problem.
Good. And what's the name of the car again?
There's no name of it, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. And it's a Camaro, Nova.
No, it's a Mustang.
Mustang. Oh, okay.
It's a Notchback.
All right. I'm good. Well, like I said, JB, work on that 26-year-old thing, man, for me, man. I'm trying to get famous like y'all boys up there, man. Work on that thing for me. See, we see if we can get in there.
Hey, I just got word from you, Keenan. You might have two races that day. Marcus is gonna be there, and I just found out JC Richmond will be there August 2nd.
That's what we want, man. That's what we want. We want to see. This is the thing. The reason why I want JC, because I know JC a lot faster than me. I just want to be famous like him. You know, I gotta get some races under my belt to be on his level of a racer, man. I'm trying to aspire to be famous like him, you know. So I got dreams and aspirations. You know what I'm saying?
Well, shit. If you knock off Marcus Thompson, you'll be on your way, man. He well known, man. The young guy known, man.
Yeah, man. I'm just a little guy, man. Just a little guy trying to learn something, man. Trying to be famous like the big boy. That's all.
Yeah, I hear you.
Trying to be famous like the big boys, man. So, like I said, August 2nd, just planning on being there, man. I'll come see you. We'll get in contact with Marcus and JC and see if we can make something happen.
Love. All right, that sounds good, because, you know, I'm going to be there August 2nd. I'm going to be there from the time it opened to the time it closed. So, hey, you know, whatever y'all want to get in or whatever y'all looking for, just holler.
Cool, dude. But I appreciate it.
Hey, hold on. Somebody getting on right now. 301-573-7199. Your mic is open.
Hey, JV, it's Todd. How's everybody going tonight?
Oh, okay. Hey, what's going on, Todd?
Same old stuff. Just figured I'd chime in real quick and say hey to everybody. I haven't talked to everybody in a while.
Yeah, we got some back half action coming to the track August 2nd, Todd.
August 2nd?
Yeah, we got
my all after dark thing.
Yep, we got Marcus Thompson, who, you know, nice guy, man. He treated us nice up in Philly this weekend. He's coming down, and it looks like him and Keenan with the Mask of Mustang gonna get it on. As long as they get closer to August 2nd, we might see a lock in.
Right, I hear you.
And then Keenan also wants to run J.C. Richardson. So, I mean, he looked like he want that action. So, we're going to see.
Right. What do they got going on in the beach Saturday?
At the beach Saturday, let's see. At the beach Saturday, you got some shootouts. You got a couple shootouts. You got a small block shootout. You got a big block shootout. You got a big block shootout, a small block shootout, a conventional head shootout, and a back half shootout.
What time does all that kick off? Like the shootout
stuff. All of that kicks off. The gates open at 10, but I think from what I just heard, they're going to start running around 12. I mean, I don't know when they're going to jump. I don't know when they're going to jump right into the, you know, to the shootouts. But the racing should start anywhere around 12. The gates open at 10.
So they can make, like, their shakedowns or whatever at 12?
Yeah.
Or when the gates open, they can start making shakedowns.
Well, I'm just guessing because, you know, I did something there myself a couple weeks ago. And, you know, we opened the gates at 10.
Turned out real good.
Yeah, we opened the gates at 10, and we started running around 12. I'm just going by what, you know, I did with the track manager or whatever. But, I mean, you might, you know, they might start letting people run by 11, 10:30. All I know right now is the gates are open at 10, and, you know, they, like I said, they got the shootout. They got the back half conventional. They got the back half, the conventional, the small block and the big block shootout. The small block and the big block shootout are small tire. 28, 29, 275, no chassis, no balls, and then you got the back half shootout, and then you got the conventional, and then on Friday they even got a diesel shootout. They got the boys gonna come down and race their diesels. Kenny Jean, Lou, and Pete are gonna unhook their trailer, you know. They pulling vehicles, they going to get busy right there on the track. I think each one of them are putting a couple hundred up, and when I take off.
That's good. That's really interesting.
Yeah, and then let's see. Also, you know, the race is locked in. You know, you got Gene Stevens is supposed to be running Blue Magic again. Yep, Blue Magic versus Gene Stevens. We're still waiting for Gene Stevens. I mean, Gene's still waiting for to hear from Walter Mann. He's supposed to run Walter Mann, but, you know, that one could, you know, it might go down. I mean, if Walter travels.
What time is stuff like that kick off?
That's going to start later in the day. I think they're going to, you know, they're going to let the track temperature go down a little bit. But, you know, I mean, I'm thinking the grudge racing is probably going to start around 5 or 6. Because, you know, they're probably going to want a little sun off the track, not, you know, not trying to run at the hottest point. Because Saturday, you know, it's looking like it's going to be 90 degrees for the high. So, I mean, I think most of the guys are going to want to get there and get that action later to the day. But I know I can give you another update. Mike Gunter from Live Fast Racing with his Camaro is running Hell Yeah. They're running Heads Up. The money is they're getting the money locked in soon. And Mike Gunter's he's big block on nitrous and small tire. And, you know, Hell Yeah is big tire, small block, one kit. And they're going to run for some money. Plus, you know, if Hell Yeah wins, he gets to name the boy's car. So, I mean, they got that little going on. And then Top Notch, Sharam Dalai, is supposed to, him and Kenny Beecham in the headliner are supposed to do something. One kit to one kit, stock suspension 28s. And Big Sexy is coming down. I guess him and Kenny are going to do it again like they always do. They're gonna do something. And then locked in as of today, J.C. Richardson is taking on Fuji.
Okay, that's the fallout from Capitol or whatever. They weren't able to run up there?
Yeah, they were supposed to run up there, and, you know, they're going to get it. They're going to get it done. They're going to get it done Saturday. So, you know, it's a nice, healthy dose of grudge racing both days. You know, Friday, Big George is supposed to run my boy Buck. Who else?
Buck Harvey?
Buck, huh?
Buck Harvey with the Vegas?
No, my boy Buck Downey. He got a little streetcar Mustang. One, I think it's a one-hit car, small tire. Him and Buck poster, him and Ski Mask are supposed to go at it. And I think there's another grudge race for Friday, too, but I didn't get too far in the detail Friday. But, man, it's looking like, you know, it's looking like a good one, man. I can't wait to get out there. Cause you know, I'm gonna try to get out there early and, you know, catch some racing. And then next week, as you know, next week Larry T has Colonial Beach on Thursday. So I mean, you know, if you want to start your holiday week off right, Larry T's gonna have some grudge racing on next Thursday before the holiday weekend. So, you know,
yeah, that starts at like 3 o'clock or something in the evening, right?
Yep, starts at 3 and run. I think it runs on till 11 or 12, and then they're having an after party at in King George.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that's going on, man. It's a lot going on, man. I mean, you know, I'm definitely can tell you one thing. I'm gonna be at Colonial Beach Saturday, man. I gotta make it up to the old lady Friday, so, you know, hopefully I can get down there on Saturday. But it's gonna be some action, man, you know.
Yeah, well, Your race turned out pretty good that you had a few weeks back. That turned out pretty good. We went down there and watched for a little bit. Didn't light the world on fire, but we was down there. It turned out pretty nice.
Oh, yeah, the action, man. I'm still waiting. My buddy Larry, I think we're going to have some stuff up tomorrow, man. We're going to, you know, he's been, you know, we had actually, we didn't have the 20 bad blood races we, you know, thought we were going to have, but we ended up with the least over 10. As of this weekend, Jake's had their race, man. It went down real nice. The white boys took the win in the small block category. And, you know, they had about 3 or 4 grudge races down there. And then I think there was one that took place in Michigan the same day as mine that went down pretty nice. I think I forgot who their winner was. But, yeah, we're going to get some videos up, I think, as soon as tomorrow, but no later than next week. We're going to have, you know, videos of the shakedowns, the grudge races, and, you know, some of the passes. Like, you know, I know the first one I seen that I think he finished was Butt Butt's car. making a nice little pass. So he going to get them all, you know, getting them all edited and everything now. So
that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, I said I hadn't heard from nobody, so I called in. I heard y'all was talking, so I figured I'd chime in and say hey to everybody. I'm hopefully going to try and make it down Saturday. Not 100% yet. Waiting to make sure I got somebody to sit with my mom, so.
Yeah, I hear you, man. But, I hear you. Well, let me, hey, stay on, Todd, stay on. Let's see who this mic is right here, 443-695-4219. Who am I on with?
Yo, hey, how you doing, JB? This is Jeff Rogers. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, shit, the whole world, god damn. I know something going on. What's going on?
Hey, I need you to get a hold of Sterling, man.
Oh, shit. I knew this one.
He will not. I don't want to run me back. That's bullshit, man. He said he was a man of his word. I don't know why we can't do it August the 2nd.
Okay,
he was on another show a week or so ago, and he was trying to bring the money away. It was supposed to be for $2,000. Then I said, all right, we're on for $25,000. Then that wasn't enough. Then he wanted $5,000. I don't know where he's at, but if you get a hold of him, tell him we're running for $7,500. It can be $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000,
$6,000,
$7,000,
$7,500,
whatever he wants to run for.
Right,
how you set up a race. You
gonna
call him?
Yeah, I don't do no bullshit. We gonna try to get straight to the tip.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell is the other.
Hello?
Hello? Mr. Sterling, somebody wants to speak to you.
Who is that?
This is JB from the radio show, and I got a friend that owns a Mustang that said he wants to talk with you.
You don't want to talk with me?
Yeah, I do, Mr. Sterling. What's going on?
Who is that?
This is Jeff with the Mustang.
What are you going to do, Jeff?
I thought we was going to run his back.
What did I tell you before?
I don't know what you told me before.
I told you can't call me. I got to call you. Did I tell you that?
I just called you. JB called you. I don't even know you.
You called me. Now, I don't have to punish you for that.
All right, well, punish me. Try to punish me, would you please?
Yeah, I'm going to punish you for that. Now, what do you want to do?
You want to do it August the 2nd.
Huh?
August the 2nd.
I mean, I got a race set already. You slow on the blow.
I thought you was gonna give me a shot. Last week you come on the phone. I was on this radio show you was on, and we got talking.
Wait a minute. I want to know one thing. We on the radio now again?
No, we're just me and you. Nobody else listening. Just me and you.
Okay. Well, I want to try you one time. Maybe you gonna still get the same spot. We'll do the Bud Creek problem, but we got I got the pause up already to run the guy from Jersey there, sir, on the second. But we told you, I think I told you, we had to run for 2,500, run for 7 or better. Yeah?
What do you want to run for?
Huh?
So you want to run for 7,000?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay, and put up 25. But this time.
Are you doing August
2nd
for sure?
No, I'm saying August 2nd that I got a race already, but you going to be there?
I'm not coming there for nothing. I mean, if I got a race, I'm coming. I'm not going to sit there and walk around the parking lot.
Okay, so you will do the race, the same race?
When you do it back, when you want to do the Capitol?
No, I ain't going to Capitol no more. But I'm saying...
We can do that motherfucker out on Route 70, Ritchie Highway, 301, I don't care where we go.
In the place, that's right. I know what you did. Hey, listen. You can really check the time you try to turn it up and you blow your shit up. You shouldn't do that.
Right.
You could be like you was.
It broke a rock.
Yeah. I know. You turn it up. Well, I'm saying you have to. Listen. We're going to give you, we got the same race. You give me the back tire, you're going to clear me, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Quarter mile.
Quarter mile. I tell you what to do. But why they can't give me my race, give me the back tire, we do it in the 8th mile.
I like to run all the way at the back.
No, I did what you want to do. Now, didn't I?
You didn't do what I want to do. We didn't get
yes, you did. You, I waited all day. Listen, Jeff. I waited all day, Jeff.
I sat there all day waiting for you to put a diaper on it, a fire bottle on it. Well,
yeah, right, you did. But this time I waited for you to do that. Thing.
You could have
the
race over, but I'm out there testing. I said,
no, Jeff, no. 8:30. We put it ready at 8:30. Yes, yes, yes. We were ready. Yeah, we were ready long for 8:30.
I paid you. You got your punk out, man. You got it.
But
you
right, but we were ready.
Call me back.
Look, I said we were ready. Huh?
Ain't arguing about it. I mean, you did what you had
no.
to do. You won.
Right.
I mean, you
and then we waited for you. But I'm saying, now, I did show it. That was your race. The back tie. The back tie in the clear.
Yeah, okay,
but now I'm telling you.
All right, if you want your race, you give me something in 8 mile.
Hey, you win 8 mile. But then I tell you, I says, yeah, if we do this race, if race you want to do, give me the back tie and clear me. And now, next time, be my race, I want the back tie in 8 mile. That's if we do this book creep.
The race never happened.
Huh?
The race never happened. So I got to get my race off first. We didn't race. I mean, we didn't race, but
I mean,
if I give you my race, and I'll give you your race back.
But things do happen, I know, you know,
I know.
So that's why I understand.
Okay? So I guess we got to wait till after August a second.
No, I'm going to let you know about that, because if we don't, hey, listen, tell you this right here now, listen to me. If we don't break, before we got a deposit already. We're running for 20 better, we have five up already deposit.
Right.
Okay? Now, if we don't break or anything,
I got it.
On the second, all I ask you to do, we go in the 8 mile. Give me that back tie in 8 mile down in Bull Creek.
No, I don't want to run 8 mile.
Huh?
I want to run the race that we had set up. The race we agreed on. We need to get that over first. Then we can talk your race.
Okay. All right.
That's only fair.
Yeah. Okay.
The first
okay.
race.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Now, I'll tell you this then. If we don't break, you know, because you never know what happens with it, like you say. You never know what happens.
Oh, no.
If we don't break, we're going to run this race. We do race here, too. We're going to run this race. Run this guy, John. If we don't break, you're going to come there, you're going to give us that back tie, and I'm going to try it.
I got you. That's good. And I'll try your race. I mean, I like to gamble.
Right, me too.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay. I'm a moped to win against a pro mile 100 times. I mean, some shit can happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just in for the gamble. I like to have a good time down here enjoying myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
But that's all right.
Yeah. Things happen. All right. Things do happen. You know, like I said, you know, y'all come back here, you never know what may happen. You know, and it will be race car.
You need
that's
to start running anything else. I agree.
Right.
All right.
And all I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure now I don't know your number. I got to get your number anyway.
So what I'm going to do is, in the meantime, I'm going to get JB or Monster or Custom T or somebody. To try to get me set up with somebody else, like Honeycutt or Hayes or somebody, that we can race. And if I don't break and you don't break, then we'll race. That way I ain't come down and sit around for nothing.
You come for nothing, right. That makes sense.
Well, I think people like Hayes and Honeycutt and me and you know, we're all in the same ballpark.
Mm-hmm. Oh, ask you another question. When you go to...
You can't put hey, people like...
Honeycutt, no. You up. Well, me, you know, I'm taking a chance next to you. But I like to gamble sometimes, that's all.
I hear you.
Now, ask another question. Will you go to Colonial Beach?
Need a hot dog.
You'll go?
Need a hot dog. I can't get down the track.
I said, will you go down there, though, and do a race?
No, but I like to go 4 miles.
No, okay. Now, I'm trying to do what you want to do. Now, what can you do what I want to do?
That Chloe Beach, man.
Huh?
That Chloe Beach is rough. I've been down there two or three times.
Well, we go down there again then. Huh? Hey, if anybody else go down there, we feel you go down there.
I tell you what.
We
get our race off, if, win, lose, or draw. When we race that quarter mile, I give you the back tire and eighth mile. We can do any track you want. We can go to Chloe
Beach. Okay, okay. That sounds good to me.
Mason-Dixon, I don't give a damn where we go.
No, I'm going to try to go down to Colonial Beach and do a race down there, you know. And I'm just asking you, you know, if we do this, then we'll go down there and give it a back tire.
Yeah, we'll do
but
that.
If we don't break or anything like that, though, you know what I'm saying, on the second, you know, see later, if we don't break on the second, trust me, when I tell you, listen to me, I'm going to try you. Yeah, okay, I'm going to try you.
I'll get something else set up, so I ain't going down there.
Yeah, come in.
I'll get something else set up somebody, so I ain't going down there wasting all day just in case something does happen.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Okay, hold on.
JB, you still on there?
Yeah, I'm still on here. I'm already working on that while y'all talk.
Yeah, hold on 1 second, y'all. Okay.
Yeah, I'm already working on that, sir.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Peace out. I'm talking to Larry while we talking right now, so. You know, because I know what you're saying, and try to see if we can find you something.
As long as you're in the ballpark.
Yeah.
I can't run a Carolina kid and shit like that. Yeah, you know.
Right. Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Hey, let me ask you this. What about Gotham City?
I'm back, brother. Listen up. Now, I'm definitely going to try to do that now.
All
right. Okay. Now, and like I said, now I promise you, you know, if you like you said, you like it's good you can separate with somebody down there on that date though, like you said, and then you be free too. And then this way, if we don't break or nothing, then we apply our thing. We get the people something to see, and then you said you were up for that 25. I mean, you know, we won't have to put in the pot. We just do that. You ready for this thing? Debbie, all right?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. So what are we going to run for if you run?
4-7.
All right.
Okay.
We can't lock one until we get down the track because we don't know what's going to happen as far as you get the first race. So.
Yeah, right. If you don't know, we won't lock nothing in, but that we'll be there. You know, you can try to get a race too. And we got a race there. And like
but,
I said.
What do you got, Larry? Yeah. Larry, your custom tees and JB, they're trying to find me something now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That way they come down there for nothing.
Right. You don't want to come down for nothing, like you said, right.
I might come down and help sit with you guys and eat hamburgers and hot dogs or something, I guess.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, we have some of them there to pay, too. They come up in the suite, be up in the tower where they look down on the board for until the time you'll come, with the time you come up there. And then everybody will look at me and you. There won't be nothing to see.
There you go.
Huh? And then the next race before I want to go, I'm going to go down to Cap. I'm going to Colonial Beach. I want you to come. And you give me that back tie.
We'll go to Colonial Beach. I ain't scared.
All right, then. All right. I like that. I like how you talk like that.
I just like the race. I like the race. As long as it's fair, as long as it's,
yeah.
As long as it's close, so I'm good for it.
Right. All right. That'll work. Okay.
All right, but we are on the radio.
We on the radio? Oh, I didn't know. It don't matter. I was on the radio with almost there off the radio. You know, I hope they heard. I hope they understand.
They all heard.
I'm not sure. I'm gonna do it to you. Cause you just only thing stopping up there, Kappa, you have problems. That's why I waited all day for you, all day to see them. See them two boys get down there. But I know what happened to you. You saw this. You saw this wreck went down there. You went. You know what time it was. Then you got scared to death. You went and turned it up. I told you, don't turn it up. You turn it up and blow it up.
But
you have to, listen, I'll tell you, okay, one thing now. You got to turn it up. You got to turn it up.
They told me to turn the nitrous off.
You got to turn it up. You did the right thing.
They told me to turn it off. He said, that slow motherfucking Corvette, you might have to turn the nitrous off.
You turned up and scared to death. You went there, when that vet went down there, he got so scared that you peed on yourself, the boy told me. I don't know.
I think when I went down through there, they was hollering like a gate. They didn't want you to escape.
Now, the boy could be lying, but they said you peed on yourself. So that's why you went back there and did it again.
No, I don't know.
Like
you told me, they was trying to lock the gate because you were trying to pack your shit up and leave.
Well, your time was there for you now.
Yeah. My mom would put some on you. I probably would have gassed you about 6 or 8 cars that day.
But I will tell you one thing. I'm sorry that you know you have problems. I really am. But because that's the day where people are going to see something they've never seen before.
I ain't lying to you.
You thought you were going to get off me. I'm going to show the boys how I get off you. That's the problem. I'll tell you right now. I promise you this. I'm going to get off you that day.
Yeah.
You thought you were going to get off me. Clear me? Shoot.
Yeah,
Rich Charles did you call it. Yeah, I'm going to show you something. That day.
You're going to show me something, Mike. Yeah, I seen what you had. I kind of felt sorry for you.
I was saying, you're supposed to get off me. I'm going to get off you that day.
Walking the goddamn track, head of falling off, fire bottle had dated, chassis on third. I said, what the hell?
Huh?
How was you trying to pull down there?
When?
Now, that's last week. The car ain't been out of the garage, what, 6 months?
I could do what?
The header was falling off. Who welded the header up?
We had to go to get it welded down so fast, but I read 8:30, though. I know that. I read 8:30. We put a race at 8:30.
Yes,
the header had a crack in it, you know.
Okay, you was ready.
That's all. Right. But see, it was practically sort of hopping on flames on me that night. You're just about 2 feet. Coming over there. That's what happened.
Yeah.
It's very rating, too.
I hear you. That's the only reason I give you the back tire, because I didn't want to leave and burn the paint off your door.
I got you. Well, you, right. I'm going to tell you. We're going to get his own, though. I like that. What you said. The truth.
All right. We'll do that.
All right.
All right, buddy.
You take care of it. All right.
I'll see that August 2nd, I guess, one way or the other.
I'm
coming down no matter what. I got another.
Hey, Jeff.
I got a small car for him to bring the other day. Would you be willing to do something with Gotham City through the 8th?
Which,
what car did you got?
Gotham City,
57
Camaro.
57 Chevy. 57 Chevy, I know him, yeah.
Oh, that's the one that got you before there, Sterling?
Yeah, oh, we did. Yeah. I owe him one, too. He was in the bank. He did. But the one that 57 Chevy, the other car he had. The other car. Wasn't the 57?
Yeah.
We ran the Camaro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm ready. I'm running, JB.
All right. Well, me and Larry, I just finished talking with Jim. He's got that car done. That car is done. So he doesn't have.
Which one done?
He doesn't have the split bumper done. He has the 57 done. The split bumper's still down for a while.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
But he does have the 57.
Call me.
Huh?
Call me tomorrow, or Larry call me. You call me. Somebody call me.
All right. Well, we're gonna work that out.
Oh. Then you run the 57.
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll run.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I mean, I just like you know, like you said, I got to do something.
Oh
it's already,
yeah.
It's already middle of the year.
Well, no, really. Huh?
It's already June, almost July.
Uh-huh.
I got 3 or 4 more months.
Yeah, I understand. Just hold on. Don't do nothing wrong before the 2nd, because I want to bless you. I want to bless you. I really do.
All right.
All right.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Sterling.
Okay,
right,
I get with you.
All right, JB.
All right.
get that set up. I'm going to get on off here.
Yeah, I'm going to get it set up. I'm working on it now.
All right, buddy.
All right.
All right, talk to you later.
Go.